now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
It's time for Checkin' Sports on this Thursday, May 19th. I'm Gary Lee. Congratulations to the West Plains Zizzers as they pick up a first-round district win over Marshfield. And this is the first baseball district win since 2008. It was great defense and pitching. Cy Stewart threw a complete game shutout, only allowing two hits. Stewart also went 2-for-3 with a double. Evan Ackerson went 3-for-3 on the day. Now the West Plains Zizzers will be back at Branson today for the semifinals versus number one in Class 5, Willard. The Willow Springs Men's Golf League is going to be underway tonight, weather permitting, at 5:30, and it's a two-person nine-hole scramble. Members and non-members are welcome to play in the Thursday night Men's League at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Baino Municipal Golf Course. Ladies Zizzer basketball camps, 3rd grade through 12th grade, will be May 23rd through the 26th, and you can, of course, go to the Ladies Zizzer Facebook page to register. Saturday, May 28th at Mountain View Golf Course is the Summersville Athletics Golf Tournament. It's got two tee times, 7:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. It's a three-person, 18-hole scramble, $150 per team, and you can sign up at the Mountain View Municipal Golf Course. St. Louis Cardinals and the Mets played Game 3 of their four-game series last night. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
John Rooney along with Ricky Horton, and last night at Citi Field in New York, the Cardinals were tied at 2 with the Mets up until a 4-run fifth inning. Jake Walsh couldn't get an out in four batters. They all scored. But the Cardinals got a 2-run homer from Nolan Arenado. That came in the eighth inning after Paul Goldschmidt singled, extending his hitting streak to 11. And then everything caved in on T.J. McFarland with a 5-run eighth. The Mets won the game 11-4.
Pitch count got up again on Jordan Hicks, who was only able to go four innings. So the Cardinals had to go four innings with their bullpen and two really bad innings. The 4-run fifth, the 5-run eighth, and the Cardinals just could not stop the Mets. They had very good, pesky at-bats, the left-handed batters for New York, and they were really good with runners in scoring position.
The Cardinals need a win this afternoon if they're going to get a split in this series, and they have Dakota Hudson going to the mound.
I think he's the right guy. I think he's going to throw more strikes, keep the ball in the infield, and let's hope that he does just that.
And we're on the air this morning at 11:15.
Once again, the Cardinals and the Mets will wrap up their four-game series today. Pre-game, 11:15, first pitch at noon, all on KUKU and KWPM. The St. Louis Blues and the Avalanche are back on the ice for Game 2. Pre-game, 8 o'clock, puck drop, 8:30, all on Q94. And finally in sports, congratulations. Cameron Wood made her first hole-in-one yesterday at the Mountain View Municipal Golf Course on hole number 2. She hit a pitching wedge from 107 yards that slam-dunked the hole. Way to go, Cameron. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.